Two Waikikis. You just got back. You were gone.
I was.
Tell us about.
Boy, was I.
Tell us about the trip. Were you doing peyote or something? You just kept texting me you loved me to the point I didn't know how to respond.
Dude, I was in a fucking bad spot when getting on that plane.
It was like, hey, what's up? All right, I love you guys. You're like, all right, thanks, man. hey, just checking in. It's lunchtime. Love you guys. I'm like, all right, man.
It was about 4 a.m. in Hawaii when I was sending those texts. Well, let's go back.
Man.
I guess we would have to cut this, but hang on.
No. Nothing we have to cut.
Well,
nothing.
I just don't know if I can say this or not.
Did you be the judge of that?
I'm terrible at that.
Is this about something? Will this implicate me, or is this about your trip?
Me, my trip.
Then what do you mean? You're the one who decides if you can say that or not.
Well, okay. So we, we were.
Hey, you came back dumber somehow. Jesus. I mean, the conversations we were having before we started. Whoa, man. I was like, he's going to come back. We're going to be refreshed. He's like 9 points dumber.
I ate a whole tube of Surf Wax while I was over there, which apparently is poisonous.
Drop me on my head?
Jesus
Christ, enough with the sandwiches.
You know, we were burning the candle at both ends.
We had a very vigorous schedule for the 2 months leading up to you going away.
Sure, and it caught up to all of us. We were all exhausted. We were tired. Man. We were sick. Fucking voices were gone. Where our mental state, terrible. I mean, I felt like we were in the middle of fucking Fallujah. Fucking when we did Schultz's. We opened up Schultz's residency at New York Comedy Club.
Yeah, you bombed.
Bombed.
Oh, man. The big man took a hot one.
I bombed in front of Scooter Braun.
I know. I did well. I have the tape. I saw him laughing at me.
I bombed in front of one of the biggest managers in the world. But he stole.
He manages Justin Bieber.
Yeah. But he got busted for stealing Taylor Swift CDs or something like
that.
No,
he didn't steal them. CDs. He bought the rights to her music.
I heard it was a B&E. I don't know about you guys.
There's only one copy.
So we're coming off hot. I mean, we're touching gold here at this point. Fucking Gotham.
Touching gold.
Gotham was fantastic. Fucking
Philly. Well, it went Philly.
Philly.
Skankfest. New York. Then we're recording this whole time, too, because we're traveling.
Right.
Then the
Gramercy with the boys.
Gramercy, the Schultz-y thing.
That's where this all started to. I felt the walls closing in on me.
They were before. From the outside looking in, you were struggling a week before that.
Yeah, I don't know. That one day in that week in therapy, we just opened up a can of worms, and it was like I was back to square one. Mm-hmm. And I was really feeling it that Friday night. I just couldn't relax. I couldn't. There was just something. And then, we're doing the job and stuff like that. Schultz's crowds are always fucking awesome. They're always great. It's always a fucking layup whenever he has a show at New York Comedy Club that I've hosted. And this one, it was just a fucking buzzsaw. Like, they were either nervous to see him or there was a lot of industry.
Or you stink.
Or
one
I
or the
stink.
Other.
One of them. But, man, I walked up there and fucking talk about from the frying pan into the fire, just fucking 2x4s in the face. And I didn't make adjustments. I just fucking kept plowing.
I saw you hit your closer.
Dude.
I saw you hit a bit to literal nothing. Like actual zilch. Like it was.
I was punting on first down.
You might as well have been in space, dude. Because nothing. It was fucking dead silent.
Holy.
You were just out there floating like the moon man.
Just fucking eating it.
Oh, yeah.
So.
I did well based purely off that I was not you.
Yes.
Like, they were like, this kid, they just did not like you.
No.
And that happens a lot of times if, like, for whatever reason they don't like you. The next person just by, they were still a bit wonky, the crowd.
Yeah.
Like, there was one or two things that I had that fell really
fucking. They didn't
short.
Really loosen up until after Schultz got off stage. I felt like there was a, like, the air was
and
clear.
And then Toby got on.
We'll get
and
into that.
Ate my balls.
Put a pin in that.
I forgot about this whole night.
Oh, man.
I couldn't get you on that plane soon enough away from me to relax. I'm telling you, dude.
Holy shit. Man, I was fucking instant Section 8. Get this kid fucking out of here. So it gets worse. So yeah, I felt like there was just anticipation of that. Because once Schultz got off and Mark got up there, they was everything was
but
loose.
But they know and like him, yeah, too. So they're all characters.
Well, I thought they knew and liked me, too. Why apparently, I was wrong.
Why would they know you?
Scoot, what's up, kid?
Skeeter.
Skeeter B.
Yo, Skeeter Brown, what are you doing? You got Taylor Swift's number? Tell that pale bitch I said what up.
Hey, Shooter McGavin, do me a favor. How about a chuckle for the big guy over here? I'm fucking bombing up here. Plus, he had two goons with him.
I was killing with the goons.
Really?
I got it on camera. Oh. And you can see them fucking leaning, elbowing.
I'm photoshopping that.
Just put your head on
put
my
a couple
body.
Other celebrities in the crowd. Anyway.
Anywho. What?
So let's talk about that. So I come off stage. Obviously, my head's in the fucking toilet. I'm outside talking to Toby. He's fucking, don't worry about it. You did great. Talking me up, this, that, the other thing. I'm like, no,
nah,
man.
Such a big game.
Oh, my God. And then it turns out that they needed somebody to do the old Checkerinos, the check spot, tough yeah. spot.
Not especially an easy spot, especially on that show.
So Kippy brings up to one of our
Bagarino.
Joey Bagarino, the manager over there. Hey, why not let Toby do it?
Yeah, he's like, we need a comic. I said, T-Bone's here.
T-Bone was not in that conversation.
No.
Then we, the three of us, walked up to Toby.
No, the two of you.
I said, T-Bone, looks like you're doing checks. No, no, what do you mean? I go, I just said you were doing checks.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, the color ran from his face as if Jack the Ripper had sliced open his carotid artery or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
I'm talking, talk about changing your tune.
Oh, dude, I went from, you know what happened?
He was about to fake an asthma attack. Oh. Ah, my hammy. God damn.
He just picks up a bottle of Purell.
For the listener, what the check spot is an unfortunate casualty of the New York Comedy Club and the way it has to function. Not New York Comedy Club specifically, but every comedy club.
Showcase comedy
club. You can't
clubs.
Wait till the end to do the checks because people will run out.
They run out.
So you
got
to have a check spot, 5-10 minutes to give the servers a chance to fucking get the bills.
And they typically put up a young, it's like the apprenticeship to get into a club,
yes.
Right? It's like a lot of people go through it to do the, you got to get into a club.
It's where our boy
even if it's beneath you.
Yeah, it's where our boy Tommy Cassidy made his bones.
You
got to,
you start doing
he
check
was a master
spots,
at it.
And then they'll give you like a late night, Wednesday night spot, and then you work your
not
way
not in Toby's case, but normally, yes.
Oh my God.
But yes. It's also, it's like.
So you're trying to tell jokes after the show.
You're set, hold on, you're set up to fail. Like, yes. The success rate is maybe, if you do them a bunch, maybe 50%.
Everyone in the room is finding out they just paid $12 for a Miller Lite.
Yeah, if probably more than that. Yeah, they're all, look, who had the chicken fan? A lot, and also, a lot of people are good now. They just drop it with the card and, like, whatever type
yes.
of thing. But if it's a group of people, they start. It's everybody's just talking for the first minute.
But Joe says to Toby, he's like, it's going to be about 10 or 15 minutes. And
oh, I didn't know that.
Toby's like, 10 minutes would be great.
Yeah.
15 would be a complete nightmare.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Let's make sure it's not 15.
He's like,
for the landlord's sake.
I don't want to ruin people's Thanksgiving. But no, Toby's too hard on himself. He went up and did a good job. I was the one that fucking steered us into the iceberg.
Oh, yeah.
Which I don't.
I was there with two buckets
I don't
trying
know,
to keep it up.
And then I jumped in with an anvil.
I tried.
This guy. From the top rope. Thinking he's going to save the day. Swan dives. Pocahontas out here.
Hi, you were like Mickey Rourke at the end of The Wrestler. Fucking one last body slam. Heart attack right in midair. But I've learned, because usually.
Like Denzel and a man on fire, just walking over the bridge. A life for a life.
I just watched that too.
Great flick.
Oh my God.
That'll tear you up. That'll jerk you up.
Oh my man, are you kidding me? I'm the sheep that got lost, Madre.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, I was bawling my eyes out. I almost started crying.
Oh, my God. I love you.
I'm doing good.
You dude, I counted. You said I love you like 14 times one day.
I'm cracking up over here.
I'm like, hey, you guys want to record on whatever you want. I love you, man. I'm like, all right.
I used to wear my heart on my sleeve with that. Like
if that was just boogies. You had to look to see if there was boogies.
It's not because my shirt would be flipped up. I flip them up, and that's where I put my boogies. Keep my boogies on the inside in case I want a little snack later. I was bad at that for a long time. Like, if I didn't do well, I would come out and announce it to everybody. Ah, I fucking stink.
I still do that.
But the better thing is you just, hey, it was great. See you later. Nobody knows any wiser to a degree. You make a lot of noise. People know. So I tried to keep up good appearances, especially when I walked in the green room and told Schultz he was going up in a couple minutes. I'm like, hey, buddy, I'm going to let him in a couple minutes. Everything's great. They're doing great. Have a good time. Right? I don't know if he got wind that I stunk. Was it on in there? Was it playing in there?
It wasn't on, but you know
who
in
does?
That room.
Who does?
Everybody. When you're in that green room.
I do.
When you're in that green room, you can tell if the person's doing good or bad.
Was it discussed? Hey, he's not doing that great?
No. I mean, not in the circles I was in. Maybe when I, you know, when I popped out to go pee-pee or something. But they know we're bullies, so they might have been trashing you behind my back, which I would have encouraged. I would have been upset if they left me out of that.
Halfway through the set, listen, feel free, gentlemen.
I'm like, this fat guy stinks, right? I'm starting it.
Yeah, so I tried to keep it real smooth.